then that authority became a chain slogan. They became very attentive to the missionaries. And that was okay. And right on through the 30s, the churches in every one of our villages were very strong. And I'm sure most of these older people will advise me along that line. And as long as the churches were strong, our family ties, and everything that has to do with the family life, the education at home, and the family ties, the parents' guidance, and all those things were very strict. The parents were very strict. And everything was okay. And all through those times, last year the meeting have had Eskimo pastors, native pastors that can preach the gospel in their own tongue. And that was great, because all our people were Inupiaq. They were preaching to the Inupiaq. Because that was their first tongue, it was easier for them to preach the gospel in native tongue. But you know, as we got educated, as we get further and further, higher and higher in our education, we go further and further away from our own language, from our parents' language, from the Inupiaq language. Till pretty soon we completely broke our ties from our elders. What he may know in his native tongue that he would like to have passed on to us, we have no time for that old man. Besides, we can't understand him anyway every time he starts to talk, because he now talks in a different tongue. And I now talk in a different tongue. So there is a barrier between he and me. He would like to have teach me how to set a trap where his forefathers and all those that were before him had taught him the hunting grounds, the trap lines, and where his fathers and forefathers taught him to fish. He would like to have taught me all those things, but I got no time for him. So that's where we are. We have this barrier that is set. Every time one says something, I don't have the time of the day for him. Besides, I don't understand him anyway. He's got a different tongue. He speaks in different tongues. And every time I want to talk to him, he can't understand me, because I speak in a different tongue. And he can't quite hear the things that I would like to talk to him about. And that's how it becomes in most of our villages. And as good as the ministry is, as good as the churches were for a long period of time, the pastors, being native, preferred to preach their gospel in a native tongue. Pretty soon all those young people that speak nothing but English now would come to church in number. But as soon as the preacher began to speak in the native tongue, they can't understand anyway, so what's the use of going to church? So today, our numbers, as far as the young people are concerned, are very few. There are very few that attend the church. It's not because the gospel is not being preached. It's not because going to church has become bad. It's because there, again, is the barrier. The person that comes to church cannot understand what is being said. As good as it is, when you can't understand something, no matter how good it might have done you, how can you apply it into your life? So today we have those two barriers. We have broken away from our cultural ties. We don't know the language anymore. So all that knowledge that our older folks carry in their heads, how to set a trap, how to find their way, no matter where you drop them off, in that very area. He might take off in the morning, and suddenly, while he's way out there someplace, it might suddenly become stormy. And yet, because of all the knowledge that he had acquired over the years, he would know how to head back or which direction Chungnak is. Simply by landmarks, or maybe simply because how the drifts are. You know which direction in winter in the morning according to the drifts and according to the landmarks. These things he knew because he learned them from his father. What about you and I? Well, you and I are so smart sometimes we take off as fast as we can on a snowshoe. We don't look up there into the sky to see what's the weather going to be during the daytime. So all we want to do is just go as far as we can. So all we've got in our mind to catch a fox or to catch a pair of them. We say we're hunters. We grab a rifle and put it on the back. Go out there and try to about a big 450cc or 340cc or whatever. Big horsepower. The bigger, stronger snow machine, the best. You can go out there, wander around, hope for a few, and you might see a caribou. But as soon as we see a caribou, we don't try to see which direction it's going. You just see a caribou, you just grab our car and off we go. So we just run down that caribou. We don't know what he's got. Cow or a bull, it's a caribou, right? And that's what we're going after. And that's exactly how we hunt them. In this day, you walk out there and stop the caribou. If it's running season, it's not going to get good. When you look at a herd of caribou, you want to catch a fat one. You know, you can recognize the fat one because you know what a fat one is. But you and I, you just look at a caribou, we don't know which one is fat. We don't know which one is bull or cow. We just walk there and blast away. We don't know how many we want really, but we want to catch some caribou. Pretty soon you get to those caribou, you start getting them. This one, too skinny, I don't want that. Well, this one's a bull, I don't want to catch a bull. Too skinny, so I eat it. So picking and picking out the ones that we want. Isn't that the truth? Sometimes we get so smart, we kind of forget what the old folks have been telling us all along. And that's where we've gotten today. We have broken our barriers along the way. Our missionaries, when they first came, their message was good, and it's still good today. Only we've got this barrier, the older folks' language and their Inupiat comfort, and ours, not educated, and has gotten from the Malawi or English way. And that's good. Their survival system is not obsolete. It's just that we don't study it anymore. They knew how tell the weather. They knew some landmarks along their part of the country. They knew generally where the fishes about this time of the year were, and where to set their nets, where to go out and set their trap lines. They knew these things because they grew up being taught these things. But you know, after I've gone through school and gotten back, all I could ever think of when I first came home was to get some kind of job. That's how I got an education, to seek a job. No matter what kind of job, as long as it's paying, that's good. I don't know how to trap. That could have been one way of getting income. All the other stuff were okay. But I didn't know them. I haven't been educated in long that long. So today we're in that very state. Somewhere along the line, if we had continued in our education, if we had gone to college and gotten a degree, these figures that were presented to us could have meant something. As the assets were given out in so many millions, we could have been able to understand that. As the liabilities on the figures were put down, we took a look at those, put those two together, they're all sum up together, so our business must be doing okay. When we presented the retained earnings, just simply by looking at the retained earnings, we could have been able to tell right out that our business is either doing good or not so good. And then we as directors, if we can understand this, would direct our staff to do something about it. What's wrong? Where did we go wrong? What's wrong with our business? Why can't we give out shares to our shareholders? You know, the more people that get involved in our corporation, you as an Inupiat, you as a Chungnak Ni, simply because Chungnak is part of Nana, has to become very concerned. Somebody from your very people, our Inupiaq people, has to get committed into doing his part, his or her part. You're a shareholder, so you should be very concerned as to who is running NANA today and who will be running NANA tomorrow. Are we making any preparations towards that line? Are we making sure that our children that are now in school, given certain goals in their education, in their education? Are we encouraging our children that are presently in school to continue along these lines? As long as we got certain goals, then we can go for those kind of goals and see and get ourselves committed to doing something. But as long as we don't have any goal, and as long as we keep receiving those $250 checks every year, or as long as the state is bailing us out and the schools continue to run, what's my concern, huh? Everything's okay because my home is okay. My mom's still there. I still get a hot meal every day. My mom still gives me money, or my dad still gives me money every time I go home. Well, how long do you think your mom or your dad is going to be present with us? So we better get very concerned. How many jobs do you think there are right here in Chumnik? How many of those jobs are being held by our Inupiaq here at Chumnik? How many of those jobs can be taken by people here of Chumnik? Again, these are the things that we're very concerned about. That's the reason why we're traveling today to come to see and to understand where we stand as Inupiaq. We are Inupiaq right now. Or are not we? Or are we just Inupiaq on paper and don't know anything about our Chumnik history? Are we just Inupiaq just in color? And Malal me all the way through right now as far as our education system are concerned. So we have to begin someplace. Maybe you're a lot further than I am. Maybe you know your language. Maybe you know your family tree. But as far as jobs are concerned, we have to become very, very concerned. Because NANA, as far as NANA is concerned, you're NANA. You are NANA. You are the shareholders. You should be very concerned. And this past 10 years, we've gone this far as business is concerned. As our president has reported, that business is good. Certainly business is good. But what about the next 10 years? What about by 1991, as we're given the stocks to our part of the land, as we're given the right to do what we please? We just remember back now. We all get greedy sometimes. There's always a little bit of greed. Our Bible even teaches that. You know, as Abraham was going into a different part of the country, someplace that he had never been into before. He was married to a nice, beautiful lady, and he knew that. So he became afraid as he was nearing that place. He even told his wife. Now if he asked you, just tell him you're my sister. Imagine that a little bit of you. Let's see, Esau, we hear about the story about Jacob and Esau. As Isaac became old and he's gotten blind, Esau was to have the birthright, right? He was to inherit something from his father. But Jacob, in his greed, went to Isaac and lied to his own dad. Well, sure, I'm Esau, and here's your food, one that you wanted. And even had his mom put that goat's hair and knife hair on. So that when his dad feeling that he feels So grief tends to play a real strong part in our lives. Sometimes we don't want to do it, but we don't want to do it anyway. But once we have identified ourselves and feel good about ourselves, once we recognize that we are a very special people, we are empaths of Shemnat, or Kotzebue, or Kayan, and nobody can take that away from you. You're already an empath. You're already a shareholder in Nana. But how long can we keep those shares? We've got no concern whatsoever to continue in our education to take over one day those jobs. And if those jobs did not come, we could be like this man that have gone through life with all the traits. Simply because he's got no job today, right here in Shemnat, he's not going to give up, go quit, or go into his little hole in his home and just resign from the people of Shemnat. He's going to continue to go out there and get those roots. He's going to go out there and continue to set that net, because he knows there's fish out there. He knows how to survive. He's going to continue to go out there and set those snares wherever he sets them, because that's where his livelihood is. You know how to survive. And that's what we're talking about, survival. And I hope that you have that in your head. Continue to learn to survive. And you'll be proud that you are in that. And nobody can take that away.
Number 5 of Warner. I think might be so Warner in Japan, in Japan, I'm sit on that wood side of the beach. A glance, they must, that Missy would be able to sit down on my neck. Thank you, Mommy. What? You can't let you actually meet. Come on, you can't let you actually meet. You can't let.
Millionaire, Yal grogo uvona, yal gura. Mualanguk, tangan semata ira. Karena anda faham ke orang ini sejak tahun berapa bu? Karena duduk pada sifat kami karena pada segala sebab semua orang tersi, karena mereka opsi sejak tahun berapa tu? Karena koneksi sejarah itu, kemudian dalam ribu kita opsi. Kami dalam guru faktor ini dalam kami semua orang anda ini di sini di Indonesia. Jadi karena kami tidak umumnya ini, pasien itu umum ini kami umum agan itu karena kami cinta itu. Karena angin kamu lom sumi kopak kopnik isu mata anu itu disinosok mata anu itu disinosok nalonge jami angin kamu sabah kopak kopnik napa kopak kopnik karena tanda itu mau orang anu tanda sinera tanda sinera kaidu sorbi tanda
aikana kuunnelivat tarinaa imuneista sinne. Varsin tämällä alvahtuvina tilanneet imuneissa kukoutikirjalle. Pettisumun ruokkullemme imuane kukupakki yhtyyn sikuttaa.
Thank you.
Bakimarumi, Bakimaroni, Inu, Hanipaya, Nicholas Sukho, Dita, Afika, Kumikumi, Bakimaro, Nikumi, Napuru, Karamba, Suada, Tana, Madomi, Slavnik, the Papuian, Again, Awatmum, the Papati, Hune, Karamba, Napuru, Nakama, Papit, Tune, Tana, Sumi, Nasumi, Dikiyani, Napuru, Sumayagum, Desaura, Hutin, Katimaro, Pitmata, Tana, Apitola, Desaura, Mata, Hanukana, Tana, Sumer, Jor, Munura, Sivolu, Pitna, Monahu. But so, before we start, Kara, Wana, Allah, Allah,
Take a break, 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 take
Give take a bread like the cow that.
The corporation, you know what we had to do? We fought real hard with politics to try to get that land for our people to try to survive. But then we had to spend all our time doing business. They didn't give us any governmental power. No government. That was for the state, municipal government. So we went to work trying to make NANA work because they made a business out of it. We all enrolled and we became a shareholder instead of a member of the tribe. See, so we all went to work trying to make business work. It's a tough one because we're not business people. We have to learn. Just like we have to learn politics just to get the land.